Josh, a really emphatic win tonight, and you know, to be facing someone like Brunker and to not really have a mark on your face at the end of it, just how much does that mean to you?
I'm happy with it. Like I said, it's Brunker, world class fighter. A lot of people had wrote me off before and said I won't get past him, and to do it in style, it's come away quite happy with it. I'm not 100% happy, but I'm happy.
You promised beforehand that you'd entertain the fans, and 12 great rounds of boxing in the end.
Yeah, they definitely got the money's worth. I had one of my mates fighting on one of them white collar shows over a week, and he knocks him out in 5 seconds, and they're all complaining they wanted the money back. So I was making up for them lot as well. So it's about getting experience under the belt, and you get good 12 rounds with someone like George Brunker, and a performance like that, I'm more than happy to have done so.
Once Brunker got that cut as well, was that something you then focused on?
I was supposed to do. My dad kept on saying, keep on hitting him on top of head, but I ended up going to the other side and causing another cut, so that wasn't so bad. But yeah, it was just, about sticking to the game plan, picking my punches and doing as I was told.
And when you got to the 11th round and you hit them big combinations, was there a point where you just thought you'd got it?
Yeah, it was a shot we've been working on all through camp, is a little backhand uppercut, and we'd been preparing it throughout the warm-up before we walked at ring, and I only ended up throwing it in that 11th round, and it worked perfectly. Maybe I should have brought it a little bit earlier, but yeah, it was just one of them. I didn't get him out of there, but I did a dominating performance, and I'm more than happy with that.
And looking at the crowd, it was absolutely deafening beforehand and during as well. Just, of course, they must mean so much to you, the fans.
They're brilliant. I can't thank every single one of them enough. I love them all. They scream, they're passionate, and they want the success. And hopefully we can bring them that world title. I'm just a lad off estate, trying my hardest. And, we're on the verge of world titles now. So carry on winning, and we can bring a world title back to Leeds, I do believe.
And Eddie, moving on to you, it was just a fantastic night of boxing throughout.
Yeah, I mean, I was during the Isaac Lowe Jamie Spate fight, which is a really good fight. I was wanting him to hurry up because the crowd were getting a little bit restless, and but again, they behaved themselves. I mean, they get a little bit of criticism on social media, the fans, and they're just singing and dancing, and people work hard all week to enjoy a night out, and that's what an event is about, enjoying yourself, watching great boxing, but also having a good time, having a drink, having a little sing, a dance, singing some songs. It just so happens they're very, very passionate. When he's walking out and you've got a couple of thousand people with their shirts off, sitting around their head, you don't see it in boxing. We've had some great nights in this country, with Froch and with Kell Brook and with Joshua, and they've got great support, but there's very few fanatical support for fighters. And this is a fanatical support. This means so much to people. And that's really great to come here, because they're singing all throughout the rounds. And sometimes, there's a round going on in a normal show and you can hear a pin drop. Not here, it's a really special night, just standing there watching him walk out. And it is a real Cinderella story. He started with Steve, in these small hall shows, selling out 100 tickets and having boxing in front of 400 or 500. And now he's, just everything down to not just, being a bit of a, sounding a bit boring from a marketing point of view, but the Josh Warrington brand, the Leeds Warrior brand. It's really starting to gather pace now. He's got some big sponsors on board. He's a real ambassador for the city, and you're not really going to get a better ambassador. You don't go out and drink and get in trouble, and he's a really good ambassador for the city, and that's important as well. But the support, second to none. There's nothing like it in any city that we go to.
And Josh is edging towards that world title opportunity.
Yeah, very close now, very close. I mean, like all fighters, I listen to their team, and when they tell me it's time to light the paper, we light the paper. And, whether that's one fight, two fights, I can't see how it can be more than two fights, because, you're going to run out of levels to go to. So it's difficult to get a world title shot, but it's not difficult when you can sell 30 or 40,000 tickets at an outdoor event. So he's very lucky, because people look for a world title shot all the time. They have to travel, they have to take small money. Well, he can stay at home and make big money.
And finally, it really does look like boxing in Yorkshire. It's just the perfect combination with so many talented fighters at the moment.
It's always been a great region for boxing. You've got Jamie McDonnell boxing tomorrow night, defending his WBA title again in Texas. You've got Kell Brook fighting on October 24th, defending his world title. You know, it's a great time for boxing in Yorkshire, and Josh is right up there flying the flag.